Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What's up?
What's up? What's good?
The sky. The
struggle city this morning, Key.
Yeah.
Max and I have not had our coffee yet. The coffee machine is broken here at the Seaport. And I don't know what to do.
Well, we've ordered coffee.
Yes.
But by the time I figured out how to get it here.
Don't drink water. I hear you, Alan Yates, on the water tip. But water does not get me to where coffee gets me.
Yeah, water's great.
At the top of the morning. You know what I mean?
The point of water is to offset the caffeine from the coffee so that you don't get dehydrated. But water's not going to wake you
Key's
up.
Key's not a coffee guy. Key will have the random Red Bull every once in a while, which I don't know how you do in the morning.
Yeah, you don't have caffeine in the morning, Key? I see him with Red Bull.
Yeah, but didn't you just hear Jay say every now and then?
Yeah. He doesn't do it consistently.
Can you hear that, Max? Come on now.
Yeah, but I've seen it.
He hasn't had his coffee.
Put it this way. I've seen it plenty of nows. Like, I've seen plenty of nows with the Red Bull.
Yeah, now coffee are for
teachers.
But it's certainly for teachers, doctors, first responders, things of that nature. Not for me.
Oh, coffee, can't live without it.
Yeah. Imagine, without though.
It. What?
Max, you might as well just, next commercial break, step outside and smoke a cigarette, too. Why don't you just do the whole thing? That's what my parents used to do all the basketball games.
Outside, just drinking the coffee.
You remember?
Yeah, 9 in the morning. That? Like, damn.
And then real quick, you know how they put it out? Put it out real quick and come back in.
You remember when everyone smoked everywhere and you couldn't go out without coming home smelling like cigarette smoke? Anywhere you went,
an
airplane, at a restaurant, at a bar, everywhere you went, you came home, cigarette smoke hanging in your hair, on your clothes.
It's the worst. Talking about too, Max, it's the combination of the coffee smell and the cigarette smell. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
That is my parents to a T, man.
Sound like somebody's telemarketer or something, call it, man.
Coffee and cigarettes, very different.
Are people still doing that? Are we still having coffee and cigarettes in the morning?
No, cigarettes.
Is that like still a thing?
Who? Yes.
No, it can't be.
Absolutely. What industry are you in? It depends on what industry you're in, though,
okay.
too.
Yeah.
Best thing they did was tax the cigarettes and make it hard for people to smoke. And by the way, I don't care what you do
so
in your
disgusting.
Time. It's just it smells so bad for me. You want to kill yourself with that stuff, it's up to you. But I don't want to smell it. Oh, it's so disgusting.
The worst. I've had one, Jado, man. The ashtray tongue is the worst.
No.
Don't kiss me.
No. Your whole, all the clothes.
Hey, yo.
All the clothes. Just all the time.
When you in college and those girls smoke them cigarettes.
Oh, you went there for
trying
that?
Trying to be cool.
You tried that?
And then you get the no, not me. I'm talking about.
It sounds like this is coming from personal experience.
Yes,
Key.
but listen to what he's saying, Jay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, listen to what he's saying. I don't have a problem saying it when I was in college and you living.
Yeah.
And you run into one of the young ladies that happen to be at a little sorority or something and they hanging out but they smoking, right? They back up. No. Keep it in your mouth. I'm good. I'm so good.
Cigarettes, in terms of the smell of something you smoke, it is by far the worst smell. Cigars and pipes smell better than cigarettes.
I'm cool
Everything
with
smells better than a cigarette. Cigarettes, the worst smell in the
cigarettes
world.
Cigarettes are so disgusting.
I'm down. Cigars are fine. It's the next day after I have a cigar where my mouth feels like an ashtray. But the cigarette,
yeah, you got that heavy tongue.
Yeah, the cigarette though,
just wash it down, man, with some coffee. You're all right.
What? We got the coffee on the way.
Yeah, we need
Can't
it.
Get
Hi,
here
Max.
Soon enough.
How are you today?
What's that?
Stop
cigarette voice?
So heavy.
So,
smell it from here.
Should we talk about sports at some point?
People
what do you
gonna
think?
Hate us.
It's so true, though.
They go, oh God, I can see them now in the government buildings.
Carry some
they
Listerine
so bad
strips,
at us,
man. Come on. Go ahead, Max. Take
and it
away.
Filter point. Kings, please.
I was so. Yeah. All right. Are we ready to talk sports?
Yeah. Sure. And our kids.
Gosh.
So the Eagles, guys, are now plus 130. Best odds in the NFC East. They have officially overtaken the Cowboys as the favorites in the division. So they've.
I mean, that's not a shocker, right? I mean, the Cowboys. I mean, they've lost. How many people have they lost?
Yeah, it really leads to the question for me, guys. Like, I know when Key gets mad at this about Jalen Hurts, like, why does he have so much to prove in this and that? But, and clearly they believe in him to the point where they put everything around him. He has the job. But certainly he's not as established as Dak Prescott, right? So in a way, now as the favorites of the NFC East, there's a lot of pressure on Hurts. On the other hand, Dak, he already not only got the job, he got the bag, right? They paid him at the time, top of the market money, thereabouts. He's expected to win a playoff series. But so who has more pressure on him? Which quarterback, the guy who still who's kind of not fighting for the job but doesn't have the bag yet, right? And he needs to prove it. Or the guy who got the bag but now you got to go do it.
You see, Key, I think this is an easy one for me. It's Jalen Hurts. There's a loophole with Dak Prescott, and that's Mike McCarthy. He will be the first to fall on the sword. I'm sure Dak will take a lot of blame, but also you'll talk about the fact that they lost one of their top wideouts, Teron Smith, you know, all that stuff. It feels like there's a lot of built-in excuses for Dak. Now, I think Dak will have a good year, but for Jalen Hurts, I go back to that last game where they lost last year against the Bucs. First nine possessions, man, that game resulted in 6 punts, 2 interceptions, and a failed fourth down attempt. So you start hearing about all the draft capital that the Eagles have and the quarterbacks coming out this year and about, is he actually the guy? And I feel like there's a lot more pressure for Jalen Hurts to establish as being the quarterback for the Eagles for the next 10 years, more so as where Dak, you know he is that guy.
Here, real quick, Key, on ESPN2 right now, you can see rushing touchdowns and rushing yards among quarterbacks. He's number one last year, Jalen Hurts. Yards per attempt, meaning passing yards per attempt, he's 15th, which is fine. It's middle of the pack. And total QBR, he's 19th, which is still middle-ish, but a little low middle, right? So where are you with that, Key? Who's got more pressure on him between Hurts and Dak?
I think Dak Prescott has more pressure than Jalen Hurts. People want to manufacture the pressure on Jalen Hurts just because. I mean, I get it. I understand the narrative, and I understand how these things go. In fact, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and we were talking about this. And the way that I look at things is it's a lot has to do with where you are drafted to. Okay? The fact that Jalen Hurts is drafted in the second round. A lot of guys are taken in the first round, don't have the pressure on them, but they haven't accomplished nearly as much as he has in a short period of time. Full-time starter, first year, go to the playoffs. When you look at Dak Prescott has so much pressure on him. They gave him $100-something million of guaranteed money. They expected for him to take them beyond the first round of the playoffs. He is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. It's enough about, Dak this, that. Dak has to take the next step. When you look at these type of quarterbacks, and I'm talking about the Aaron Rodgers, and I hate to always use Aaron Rodgers as a measuring stick or Tom Brady as a measuring stick or Patrick Mahomes as a measuring stick, but what else do you have? Let's use Lamar Jackson. Can you lift your team to another level? Can you take the next step? Can you push them into an area in which they paid you to do? Quarterbacks that make that type of money certainly do those sort of things. This is why all the pressure, I believe, is on Dak Prescott. And no, not so much pressure on Jalen Hurts. And I understand picks are around. They went out and got a lot of players. That's going to make things much easier for him because you're not going to ask him to do a whole lot. Dak Prescott has to carry the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, look, I think you both make very persuasive arguments. This is, to me, not an easy question. 888-SAY-ESPN, what do you think? Which quarterback is under more pressure this season, Dak or Jalen? I'll give you my answer coming up. Then we want to hear from you on the eve of the NFL season. What are you looking forward to the most?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Jake Paul is going to fight Anderson Silva, who was not long ago, not all that long ago, considered by many, if not most, the greatest MMA fighter ever, right? Like, he was the GOAT, according to a lot of people back then.
How old is he, like 48?
He's 47, I want to say.
47, 48 now?
The thing about Jake Paul, though, guys, is Jake Paul is just a YouTuber. Who knew that he was going to wins his first fight. Okay, beat an athlete, knocks out Nate Robinson. Okay, beat a fighter. Beats a fighter. Okay, well, now beat a fighter who can strike. Beats a fighter who can strike. Yeah, but he's a novice. He has no amateur background, no nothing. He has to make these huge events in order, because he's making these big events. You need an opponent people knows and a guy who can fight. So, yeah, Anderson Silva's 47. Yeah, he's not a boxer. I'm very impressed with the way Jake Paul is doing this, creating big events, taking little step by little step toward guys who can fight better and better. He did it again. I don't know if he wins this fight, by the way.
I mean, I was going to say, what's the difference between styles here? Because this is what you do.
I don't think it's a style, Jay, because whoever he's fighting is not a boxer, right?
Well, no, he's not. Saying. But Silva can strike. I would say that Jake Paul is looking to unload power punches, you know? But he's trying to stay fundamentally sound as he does it. And he has reasonable athletic ability and he's dedicated to the boxing craft. You know what I mean?
So he tries hard.
Yeah, he tries hard. Yeah.
Minor league boxer.
I mean, look, it's like anything, Key. If some dude walked off the street into the NFL and you're like, what's your football experience? Did you play high school? Nah, I just like football. You know what
like
I'm saying?
Max Kellerman.
I mean, you would not expect him to be a professional football player at a high level for a while, right? Even if he had ability. So that's what Jake Paul is. You know, he's dealing at a certain level.
I'm wondering, he should try to find somebody who can really scrap, though.
I mean, Silva can scrap. He's just old and not a boxer.
So fine, a young gun. Go get one of them little 24-year-old dudes with all them tattoos on their face.
You know what the problem is?
But it's more like an event, right? You're finding somebody older. It's more for the appeal instead of actually being about – it's still about the craft, but
– and developing.
Man, he can go get one of them dudes, man. One of them dudes is about 24, 25 years old with tats everywhere that look like that they just want to do something.
Yeah, but the public don't know that, dude. He's also in a position where, because he's making these big events, he's got to find a name dude. So how do you find a name dude who can fight, who you have a chance to beat?
I want to see him fight Mike.
Get the dude killed.
He wants to fight Mike, I think.
Fight Mike.
Mike Tyson's 100 years old.
Please, man, Mike Tyson to beat the you-know-what-out to do.
See, that's where I go.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The question is, why now? Why did the Eagles, just days before the regular season begins, become the NFC East betting favorites when the Cowboys had that distinction all summer? The answer is simple. Caesars took a wager from a very respected bettor and thus adjusted its odds accordingly. But another bookmaker told me he's seen steady Philly backing for a while from both sophisticated and unsophisticated bettors.
Jay and Key here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You can hear us anywhere. Made persuasive arguments in the last segment about which quarterback is under more pressure in the NFC East now that the Eagles are favored to win the division. Jalen Hurts, who's been given everything on a platter in terms of what's around him, but a lot of still people are curious about whether or not he can do it. And Dak, who everyone assumes can do it, but now, okay, go ahead, win a playoff.
I don't think everyone assumes he can do it.
Right,
though,
but
Max.
Everyone assumes he can, what I mean is, perform at a certain level consistently. Well, that's why he got the bet.
You saw him at an MVP level 2 years ago, though, before he got hurt. That's
you don't think people think Dak is a good quarterback, at least?
I think people think Dak is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they've seen enough to say, oh, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And people are still say the book is like it's still an open – the jury's still out on Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts played 17 games, man.
Right. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Not you, but I'm just saying to people, he played 17 games, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and he looks promising. But, you know, people want to see
– he looks more promising to me than a lot of them quarterbacks they took in the first round, I promise you that.
Yeah, agreed. So,
but for whatever reason, they just won't give it to him. They just will not just surrender and say, all right, he's shown us enough to be the guy.
Well, they shouldn't have to give him anything. He should go out and take it.
Well, I'm not talking about the team per se. I'm talking about the
fans and stuff.
Talking like heads fans. Like you, Jay, you know, you people, Max Kellerman's. You radio host, you television personality.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Look, in my opinion, he has it, Key. He has it. It's up to him to what he does with it this year.
Okay, so, but Jay's argument is, look, the reason Dak's not under more pressure than Jalen Hurts is he has the Mike McCarthy excuse. And I agree with that. I do think that if they don't win a playoff series, people are going to point to McCarthy first. Then they're going to get a new coach, and if they don't win a playoff series that year, first year with the new coach. So he has a little runway.
See, I don't think the first year with the new coach is going to give him any runway. I think the first year with the new coach is going to say, well, we got rid of the other coach, we're getting the same results.
Yeah, maybe. I still think
it's still a year removed, though.
And now Jalen Hurts, on the other hand, has to prove himself. It would seem that, Jay, you're right. There's more pressure on Jalen Hurts. It is a close call for me. I actually am going to say Dak Prescott because the stakes are higher for Dak. He's already had, even though you're right, he's going to have some runway, but the stakes are higher. It's the Cowboys. All eyes are on him. He's been in the league a long time. They have the owner is there going, we have to make a deep playoff run. If you don't win a single playoff game, that is a disaster for them. You know, like, the stakes are higher.
So they didn't invest all this money into Dak Prescott to go home early. And that's what Jerry Jones basically is saying about Mike McCarthy as well as Dak Prescott about we need to make a strong run. They did this because it was the right thing to do, which is pay him. Because at the time that they paid him, they didn't have any other options at the quarterback spot. I know a lot of people were talking about, would you trade Dak Prescott for Deshaun Watson? It's the same guy. Would you trade this guy for that guy? Would you go get Jimmy Garoppolo for Dak Prescott? It was all those sort of things. The Cowboys wasn't doing nothing but going to pay their franchise quarterback because at the time he was playing at a certain level and you felt good about who he is. And I still feel good about who he is as a quarterback, but he's got to take them further than what they've been in a long, long time.
But I understand, Jay, you're like, hey, one guy is not exactly playing for his job, sort of, right? Like, one guy's gotten paid, and the other guy's playing to get paid. So, naturally, there's more pressure on the guy who's playing to get paid.
I understand Dallas Cowboys, America's team, what comes along with that, how Dak is always the highest talking subject that we talk about all day long. But I'm also a realist, right? So, we talk about Tyron Smith being out. Like, that's a huge loss for them. bringing in Jason Peters at 40 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? Like Amari Cooper, their second leading wide receiver. Like he's no longer there. Like James Washington, he got hurt. Okay, Michael Gallup still coming back off, you know, returning from his ACL tear from last season.
You're talking about excuses built in.
There's a lot of things where you're just like, you're looking at this team, you're saying, okay, if they don't get there, it's still realistic.
Josiah in Ohio has something to say about this. Good morning, Josiah.
Morning, guys. Real quick. Naturally, we want to expect a lot out of Jalen Hurts, but I don't think he has as much pressure. If he has a good season this year, with all the weapons around him, then it'll be the natural pressure that the media likes to put out on people. But for me, it's Dak Prescott. Because since his rookie season, he's been the player that we know him to be. He's been capable of getting his team to the playoffs, throwing for 3,000, 4,000 yards, you know, 20-plus touchdowns. So I think the pressure is more on Dak Prescott than it is Jalen Hurts. And also, I'll say this and then I'll just leave it alone. When he didn't have any pressure on him at all as a rookie, he had 23 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Mm.
After that, he went to 13 interceptions, 8, 11. The year he got hurt, he only had 4. And then this last year, he had 10. It's just confidence is a big thing. So for players out here, obviously everybody getting these $100 million contracts, it's expected. When you're giving up that much money, but I mean, when he didn't have the contract or any expectations, that's a, I'm gonna say that's a 5-to-1 ratio or a touchdown to interception ratio.
No, I get the point. So, I think that's an interesting point. When he was playing free and easy, right? Before the contract, before all eyes were on him, you don't throw any picks. Also, the league doesn't know you, you know, all that stuff. Maybe you're a little more conservative with it.
But he hasn't faltered like that.
Dak
Prescott hasn't faltered like that. He's still, statistically, he's still where he's always been. And nothing's gone up, nothing's gone down. It's just been steady. Jalen Hurts, much like Josiah said, there's no pressure on Jalen Hurts. If he goes out and he plays extremely well, they'll probably go to the playoffs, which means that they put pieces around him. And all he has to do is drive the bus. Oh. Last year, he drove the bus, and every now and then he changed lanes. But they got to the playoffs second half of the season. They were much better because they figured out what type of player he was.
But,
How about the alternative? When if he regresses this year and they don't win the division? And maybe they don't get to the playoffs.
Or Keith, he needs to make a couple of throws he doesn't make, and so they don't – you know what I'm saying? And the moment of truth.
If he regresses this year, Jay, that means he's had a bad season.
I understand.
If he did that this year with the team that they have, they're going to probably win the division.
Yeah,
all he got to do is maintain what he's already done, and they're probably going to win the division.
But I guess the question for all Eagles fans, because I've heard Eagles fans talk about this, is he the bona fide guy for your team moving into the future? Because if he doesn't have a good year, there will be some Eagles fans that will say, oh, we want C.J. Stroud or we want somebody else in the draft. We have draft capital to do so.
There's a lot of Eagle fans that would say that. But what I would say to you, please don't listen to fans.
I'm just talking. Yeah. We're talking.
Key, what
they,
if?
They are heart and soul baked into their football program, and they believe that the Eagles need this one week and need that the next. Jalen Hurts is just fine.
What if, because we got to pay some bills.
Well, we know this is not 1962 radio.
What if?
If we got to pay bills right now worrying about this with ESPN, we're in trouble.
What if Jalen Hurts does the thing you talk about, and he has to make those couple of throws, though? You know, because you got to, because football, you're going to have to make some throws with a playoff trip on the line, and he fails to read the defense, and he fails to do those little things that you want to see. You always talk about the quarterback take a little step forward, and instead it's kind of flat. And he doesn't do that little thing. And as a result, they don't catch the Cowboys because Dak is doing those things. Right? Well, then people will look at Hurts.
Then you just look at his youth. And he'll get better at it. He's only in his second year as a full-time starter. I mean, you know, it's not a lot of football.
This is the question, Key. Which team has the best shot at winning it all? Because the season's about to start. And Key is going to give you the answer. Coming right up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right.
scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. And Key's Real Rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today, 877-ASK-DELL. Key, the teams with the best chance to win it all. What do you
got? Well, according to me, the best chance to win it all, right? Vegas has their own way of doing things, and so odds are out on the Vegas books about these teams, so to speak. But we're going to start off at number seven.
Number seven.
The Dallas Cowboys, a plus 2,000 to win it all this season. I look at them and I say to myself, I think this football team has an opportunity. If they can shore up the left tackle spot, get the offensive line back intact, we know they can run the football. We know Zeke has the ability to do it. And if CeeDee Lamb can certainly become the number one wide receiving target for Dak Prescott, I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to find themselves trying to win another Lombardi.
Number six.
Number six, the Philadelphia Eagles, the same team in the same division. A lot of odds makers have the Philadelphia Eagles slightly above the Dallas Cowboys, and I would base this probably on the departure of some players, the injuries of some players, but also the Eagles are a young football team. They certainly have a young quarterback in Jalen Hurts that have done some dynamic things since being the starter. He has a lot of promise and a lot of hope. They went out and drafted some defensive players out of Georgia. They also traded for A.J. Brown to give Jalen Hurts another added weapon to go along with Devontae Smith. We know what the tight end is all about. I look for him to take another step. Those odds are plus 2,500.
Number five.
Five is the Los Angeles Chargers. Wait, that doesn't. Wait a minute, man. Hold on one sec.
Uh-oh.
He's counting.
Uh-oh.
Well, because my list is a little different than what it should be.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. Wait, you want to mulligan?
My list is different than what it should be. Wait, what?
Yeah. It's.
Should we start over?
What had happened was.
Why don't we do this, Max?
I think we need a mulligan here. There's stuff happening here.
I'm not gonna blame the producer,
right?
So to speak. I'm gonna take this with myself.
Yeah.
Because I got two separate sheets that got two separate teams.
I saw one sheet on the big board here, and I was like, wait, that's.
So, Key, let me get this straight. You got the odds probably, right? Yeah. One sheet with the odds on favorites and then one sheet with your picks, and you started reading the odds on favorites? Is that what happened?
Yes, that is exactly what happened. But we're going to start this.
Those were not
all
Key's real
rankings.
Okay, those were Vegas's real rankings. This is Key's real rankings. Let's start the music.
Let's start over. Number seven, the Baltimore Ravens.
Number seven.
Sit at number seven, plus 1,800.
Let's go.
That's how we get this thing going. Well, look, man, if Shannon did it right and gave it to me the right way, it wouldn't go this way. Well, sitting at number seven, the Baltimore Ravens at plus 1,800. Look, Lamar Jackson sounds like he's going in, Max and Jay. Sounds like he's going to do his job despite not getting the money. I guess he figures $23.5 million will hold me over till next offseason when I put the league out of his misery. They sit at number seven.
Number six.
Number six, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here's the interesting. The Bucs are on my key real ranking, but not on my Vegas odds. So I'm going to give them some pretty good odds. I'm just going to say they're probably plus 1,100 with terrific Tom back in the fold at the quarterback spot. Don't hold me to that.
Number five.
The Los Angeles Rams sit at number five with plus 1,100. They won the Super Bowl a year ago. They bring pretty much everybody back. They got a new left tackle, Whitworth, retired. They still got Cooper Kupp. We know OBJ is on the shelf waiting around to see what's going to happen. But as long as Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey is part of this team, they got a chance to win the Super Bowl, plus 1,100 odds.
Number four.
The Green Bay Packers sit at number four with plus 1,200. Yes, they do lose Devontae Adams, but there is a young man that Aaron Rodgers loves in Romeo Doubs. And I can't wait to see Aaron Rodgers and Romeo Doubs hook up many times for the Green Bay Packers. That defense has gotten better. I like what Joe Barry is doing there. They sit at plus 1,200.
Number three.
The Buffalo Bills is at plus 600, okay, on the Vegas odds. I'm not as... I don't know. For whatever reason, I'm not going crazy about the Buffalo Bills, and I'm sure the Bill fans and Bill Mafia can't stand me. Mm-hmm. They hope that I just get smashed by a B. They sit at plus 600. They got Josh Allen. They got Stephon Diggs. They got a solid defense. Let's see if they can take the next step. It wasn't Josh Allen's fault that they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. It was the defense's fault.
Number two.
Bees can smash you?
Well.
What?
You know what I'm saying.
Okay.
The Kansas City Chiefs sit at number two with plus 1,100 odds. Their odds is better when you bet, even though the Bills got a plus 600, which says that the Bills is probably everybody's favorite. But how you going to count the Kansas City Chiefs out? How you going to count Patrick Mahomes out? How you just because they lose Tyreek Hill to all of a sudden say, well, this team is no more good. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to do this. Bart Scott says some foolishness like that. They sit at plus 1,100.
Number one.
In the number one team in all of the land. Ain't that what AB do? AB go. It is the New Orleans Saints at plus 4,000. That's a pretty good bet from what I understand. Michael Thomas back in the fold. Jameis Winston. They got Landry. They drafted Chris Olave. I'm sure Alvin Kamara will be back at some point in time. They're still waiting to see. Their defense is solid and sound. I'm excited about them. Minus Sean Payton, I do believe Dennis Allen will do a terrific job with Pete Carmichael calling plays. That is my top seven real ranking teams with the best chance to win it all. Thanks a lot, Shannon, for making me look silly in the beginning.
So one is the Saints, two the Chiefs, three the Bills, four the Packers, five the Rams, six the Bucks, and seven the Ravens. You know what's fascinating about that, Jay?
So the Chargers are not on there.
Jay, you know what's fascinating about that, that whole thing that just happened?
Chargers got to win a damn – get to a playoff game, man.
No, I was just laughing because he said the Chargers?
Hold on a second. Yeah, because I knew – no, because when I started reading the list, you know, I started reading this one, Jay, and I'm looking at it.
That's what's interesting. It was
wait a minute. This don't look like seven to me. It looked like about 20.
It was a study in human psychology, Jay. So Key has a list. He starts by saying, "This I'm not doing the Vegas odds. I'm doing my odds." But the sheet he got was the Vegas odds. So the way the human mind works, you start even though you don't think this, right? This is you do not believe, but you see it there. Hey, this is my list. Then your brain has to start making rationalizations why the Cowboys are seven, why the Eagles are six.
Like, well, wait a minute.
At a certain point, he's like, "No, I don't think this. Why am I saying it?"
You had a Max Kellerman teleprompter moment.
Well, I mean, you know what it was. I'm reading it. Literally before we came on the air. Shannon was in my ear producing me and was just making sure I had everything I needed. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, I got it. Here it is right here. I got it. Blah, blah, blah. But I wasn't looking at the rundown sheet. I was just focused in on the odd sheet that he just printed out for me. Mm-hmm. And so when I got it, I was looking at that to try to, you know, understand all of the odds in Vegas and the betting. And if you can remember, Yates got in my ear too and was explaining all of the odds, and he got in Yogi. So it was all that going on. And, but when I got to a couple of these teams, I started looking.
I
read the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Chargers. And I was like,
I know I've been working with you for 2+ years now. Because when you get caught up, you do the finger comes out, you go, hold on a minute.
Yeah, wait one second.
When he started making excuses for the Cowboys right away at number seven, I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? What? Cowboys are set. And then the Eagles at six, I'm like, hold on a second. He doesn't even think this. And it took him about until five or four to realize.
Well, because when I got to the Chargers, I was like, wait a minute, this ain't right.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, the Saints at plus 4,000, that's, man, I might be with that all day long. That was great. I mean, I like those odds for the Saints. And
those odds are amazing.
It's next level, man. So I'm winning money on that.
Well, because the people out there in the universe who do these books, they're looking at Jameis Winston, Sean Payton, right? They're looking at Sean Payton's departure and Jameis Winston at the 30-interception quarterback. They're not factoring in everything that they have at their disposal. It's defense that added to Honey Badger. They got a solid damn defense, and the receivers probably top three receiving group in all of the National Football League. I'm like, okay, this is a good bet for somebody who wants to, like you, Jay. You go ahead and go in your safe at home and put some money up.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna win a whole lot.
Yeah, the odds actually are not about who the odds makers think are gonna win. The odds are about who the odds makers think the public is going to win, because they want equal action on both sides of the line. They want, you know, that's the really thing they're trying to figure out with those odds, Key, is how do we set a price where there's as much money coming in on one side as the other, right? That's how they make their money. So what the odds say is the odds makers don't believe that the public thinks that the Saints are good.
Yep.
Yeah, that may be true, because the public – one, they don't like the fact that Sean Payton is gone. Two, they don't really love Jameis Winston at the quarterback spot, because all we've done for the last couple years is talk about Jameis' departure from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Bucs won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady, and he's now taking over in New Orleans. Michael Thomas is now coming back off injury. There is no Sean Payton. Dennis Allen fell with the Raiders. So the public's mind doesn't think that they're a very good football team.
Same thing, Key, with the Rams and the Packers. You know, Packers plus 1,200. Rams are plus 1,100. Not too far off. I mean, it's interesting how the public kind of looks at them, like slightly advantage for the Rams, but almost even after the Packers have lost Davante Adams and a lot of those questions about the wide receivers and everything Aaron Rodgers came out and said, you know, kind of testing his wide receivers. Interesting public display there.
Okay, so Mike Tannenbaum with us now. What's up, Mike T?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What up, baby?
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Doing good.
So, hello, Michael.
So hello here's there, Keyshawn.
Here's Keys.
That was his country club voice he used right there.
Yeah, he's got the
hello, Michael.
he's coming in from the country. All right. Here's Keys' real rankings. Top seven teams to win the Super Bowl, okay? In order. There they are. The Saints 1, Chiefs 2, Bills 3, Packers 4, Rams 5, Bucks 6, and Ravens 7. What do you think, Mike T?
I think he's missing the number one team in North America that happens to be in the same city that I believe Key is in right now. Those Los Angeles Chargers are the best team in the NFL. They have the best player in Justin Herbert, and they have the most complete team. And if Derwin James stays healthy, look out. This team will be dominant. I think they had a great offseason when they added guys like J.C. Jackson, who's hurt right now, but he'll be okay. Khalil Mack to finish games. And offensively, guys, they have no holes. They draft another offensive lineman in the first round in Zion Johnson, Austin Eckler, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. I think they're the best team in football.
Mike T, you used to work for Bill Belichick at the Cleveland Browns, right?
Yes, sir.
And Bill Parcells with the New York Jets.
I believe so.
Okay. Have you ever heard this before? You don't win Super Bowls in the offseason. So the Chargers can't even get to a playoff game yet. How in the hell am I going to have them as Super Bowl favorites when they're not even – they can't even get to the playoffs?
Justin Herbert has thrown 69 touchdown passes in his first 2 years. And in his first year, he wasn't even supposed to play. It was only because Tyrod Taylor had a bizarre medical situation that Justin Herbert went in the game. I think him and Patrick Mahomes will be battling out for the next decade. But this year, when you look at the games that the Chargers had, the subtractions that the Chiefs had, just think the Chargers are a better team. And when you look at the superpowers of the AFC, be it Buffalo, Cincinnati, and those two teams, I think this year the Chargers are the best team.
Did the Saints go to the playoffs last year? Hold on.
No, the Saints are going to play.
Yeah, so like, so that same argument with the Saints.
It's not the same argument.
But I
different
think,
argument.
What, but you're saying, well, hey, they didn't even get to the playoffs last year. They came a game away. Saints were a 9-win team like the Chargers.
A 9-win team with
Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill at quarterback, yeah, man.
Okay, but Justin Herbert's now going to his third season, and the team got better. And I agree. I think everyone wants it to be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, but I think the battle is Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert.
Mike,
I think those are the two.
One of the conversations we've been having a lot on the show is about Brandon Staley and his ability to learn from those critical mistakes he made last year. Do you think he will be a better version of himself this year?
Jay, well, that's a great question. I spent a little time with Coach Staley at the league meetings, and I was really impressed with him, but that's the big question. Like, can he have learned from those mistakes? And, you know, sometimes, you know, we hey, this guy should be fired. This guy should go. Like, hey, the Chargers invested in Brandon Staley, and hopefully it's going to pay off now, because that is a big question mark. I was impressed with him, and he's one of these people that, you know, there's a lot of people we all know in life that say, oh, I don't care what other people think. I actually think he really doesn't care what other people think. So in terms of how he approaches the game and being aggressive on fourth down, I think he may modify a little bit, but I think he kind of is who he is, and he's very comfortable with Mike. That.
You know, it's so funny that I didn't even realize we're going to have a conversation about the Chargers as deep as it is. It's so funny, though. I had dinner last night with somebody that, you know, is close to the Chargers program, and we was having dinner, and we were talking about the season and the games and all of this sort of stuff. And one of the things that he brought up, Jay, in Coach Tannenbaum, Jay and
Coach
Mike.
Coach Tannenbaum.
Is that first name he brought up was Brandon Staley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he brought it up, and he didn't bring it up in a glowing, oh, my God, we got the next Vince Lombardi. He got the same conversation that you just had with Mike J. He was trying to have with me about, can he coach? Is he legit? Or did we just see somebody take over for Anthony Lynn, and they battled to a close 9-8 playoff-type situation, and will he cost them again?
Hey, Key, let me ask you a question. If you were at that same high-end, affluent dinner a year ago in Cincinnati, Ohio, and you were having the same conversation about Zach Taylor, wouldn't we be saying the same thing? And I work with Zach, but there would have been a massive question mark. Is Zach Taylor good enough?
Yeah, Mike T, I helped him find his realtor at the beginning of the season to sell his house for him. I get it.
Yeah,
I understand it.
But, Mike, if they don't make the playoffs, if, say, for some hypothetical reason, if the Chargers do not make the playoffs, with a guy like Sean Payton out there looming around, will Brandon Staley be the head coach the following year?
Yeah, no, it's a
after
totally
2 years.
Yeah, no, it's a fair look. Sean Payton's the head coach of the 33rd team right now. Like he's going to solve every problem in Miami, Dallas. You know, the chart. Like Sean Payton's going to end every sentence of any team that isn't living up to their expectations, and that's going to loom large.
I want to make a case for the Ravens. Key's seventh on Key's list. And Lamar Jackson, because as high as you are on Justin Herbert, and I am too, I think he'll win regular season MVP. I look at Lamar. I thought he was awesome last year until he got hurt. He carried the worst team ever because they didn't have any players, right? They were as destroyed a team as any by injury ever. And he had him at the best record in the division till he got hurt. If he stays healthy, and I know it's a different sport. See how like Aaron Judge is in a contract year? He's like, oh, really? You don't think so? Watch this. I think Lamar Jackson could pull an Aaron Judge and lose his mind this year. And if he does, with the Ravens' improvements in the secondary, what about Baltimore? Seventh on Key's list.
Yeah, I love Baltimore as well. I think they're an impossible team to prepare for because of Lamar Jackson. And you think about guys like Isaiah Likely, who's coming on a fourth-round pick, and Mark Andrews and getting back their running back. So I love Baltimore. And I still can't believe they haven't gotten his contract done. You know, we're talking about upwards of $250 million here. And it's shocking to me that, you know, we're a couple days away from him playing against the New York Jets and his deal isn't done. But I think it's a fair point, Max. I think Baltimore wins that division.
When I leave, when they play Sunday, right? The game Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so that means they're probably, or if they're at home, I don't know if they're at home on the road. If they, wherever it's at, when I leave the building, though, Mike T., on Saturday to go to the hotel or go to the plane, I'm going home. I'll see y'all in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, Key, it's a fascinating development. I'm actually calling the game on ESPN Radio with Steve Levy. So Ravens at Jets Sunday at 1 That's o'clock.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not getting on the plane.
I got a real quick question.
Or the train
you
or any of that.
So we're talking about who has more pressure in them entering the season, Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts. Who do you have an answer for?
I think it's Dak Prescott. I think I'm a huge believer in Dak, and this is the year, Jay Will, that he has to carry this team. No Amari Cooper, no Tyron Smith, and he has to develop Jalen Tolbert, third-round pick wide receiver. Wait till Michael Gallup gets back. I think they beat Tampa Bay on Sunday night because I think Dak's athleticism is the difference in the game over Tom Brady. Both teams have beat-up offensive lines. Both teams have question marks between Chris Godwin and Michael Gallup. I love Dak Prescott. I think he has more to prove. I think he's going to have a big year.
That is Mike Tannenbaum, ladies and gentlemen, our own personal GM here at ESPN. So speaking of athletic quarterbacks behind bad offensive lines, although Mitch Trubisky was named the starter in Pittsburgh, the question is, how long will he hold the job? Is it Trubisky's all season, or is Kenny Pickett, number two on the depth chart, now coming? ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.